Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Lee, this is the scariest thing I have heard in a long time.
Okay.
Truly terrifying. And it's getting buried by all of this news about the FBI, which itself is pretty scary.
Yeah.
But it's not as scary as this. Now, as I tell you this, let's remember the Pentagon contributed via the NIH $39 million to the research at the Wuhan lab.
Yeah.
Okay. That was broken not by a conservative conspiracy group, but by Vanity Fair.
Doing some real journalism, by the way.
Yeah, one of the few who have Vanity Fair. So your government is partnering with the Chinese at the Wuhan lab. What are they doing in the Wuhan lab?
This just floors me.
Did you see this? Did you see?
No, I have not seen this, but we've
seen this new thing? Okay.
I haven't seen the new thing, but I mean, you know, we talked about this for quite some time. It's been known, or at least there has been evidence to suggest, and we seem to have confirmation going here, that there has been funds directed from the U.S. government through that lab in Wuhan, and it just still to this day, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
No, it doesn't. I mean, remember the Vanity Fair piece, which really is a seminal piece on this because it was done by the mainstream media. It has never been contradicted. Pentagon has never denied that $39 million. Rand Paul has referenced it multiple times in congressional hearings. Okay. So there's that. That doesn't even count, of course, the millions from Anthony Fauci's NIH and NIAID that went straight to that lab. That is indisputable. It's absolute fact. Okay. What were they doing there?
Yeah.
Well, we know, because under oath, we have now learned, this is a testimony at the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Subcommittee, that at the Wuhan Lab of Virology, according to Dr. Stephen Quay, who testified for Congress, that they were working on another coronavirus. It has a 60% death rate, not 0.0, you know, like three, like 60. Glad that one didn't get out. Glad that one didn't get out. It's called the Nipah virus. And they were working on that one December 2019, around the time the first COVID-19 cases surfaced in Wuhan. It's a BSL level 4 pathogen and a CDC designated bioterrorism agent.
Bioterrorism.
Quote from Stephen Quay. This is the most dangerous gain-of-function research I have ever encountered. We should assume this research continues to this day at the WIV. As we learned from Rand Paul months ago in testimony, we are still funding the Wuhan lab. If we were then, I don't know if we are today.
I still can't understand why American tax dollars are going to assist a Chinese communist government agency, particularly when it is, you know, the Wuhan lab there. The places my mind goes on that issue, I don't even want to talk about. I mean, you almost can't speak it out loud.
I just don't want to think
that my government would do something.
They did.
I don't want to think that. I do not want to think that. And maybe that I'm wrong not to think that. But it goes against everything that I have grown up believing. But it's...
Well, the first company, Rosemont Seneca, first startup they ever funded, $30 million, was Metabiota. They did research in that lab. They did research in the lab. And that's Hunter Biden right there and John Kerry's son as well. So, I mean, you see why the Democrat leadership would take the risks they do to stand up for Hunter Biden with the FBI, including, you know, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, you know, penning that letter that we now have a copy of to the FBI, basically telling them to put this stuff off limits, that Hunter Biden's, the information on Hunter Biden was clearly Russian disinformation. The FBI was to put it away, and they did. Why would Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer sign something like that for a crackhead son of Joe Biden? Why would they do that? Nobody cares. Unless the Democrat Party itself, via John Kerry and Hunter Biden, are knee-deep in this. Okay, to help, I know this shocks the conscience so much that you hear it and you think, wow, $39 million from the Pentagon went into this lab, and they're working on a virus there, another coronavirus, because that's what the Wuhan lab specializes in, with a 60% death rate. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, let's hear it, okay? Because this clip, I mean, this clip is the alpha and the omega. This is Peter Daszak. Peter Daszak is who? The Pentagon? Google? Think about that. Google and the NIH and the NIAID ran money through. He's the cover story. Echo Health Alliance. Ran money through to get it to the Wuhan lab, right? It's one step. It's very easy to trace the money. There it goes. No problem. We got no problem. Vanity Fair has reported this, okay? This is Peter Daszak. He and Fauci are at a conference, and they're speaking about what they do from the stage. This is before coronavirus ever got out. It's from back in late 2018. Daszak's talking about what it is Echo Health Alliance does at the Wuhan lab, okay? This ties it all together. I can't play it enough. Peter, what are you doing with the Pentagon money, Fauci's money, and Google's money at the Wuhan lab? Tell us, Peter.
So we sequence the spike protein, the protein that attaches to cells. Then I didn't do this work, but my colleagues in China did the work. You create pseudoparticles, you insert the spike proteins from those viruses, see if they bind to human cells. And each step of this, you move closer and closer to this virus could really become pathogenic in people. And you end up with a small number of viruses that really do look like killers.
Killers. Not a real scientific term, is it?
No.
I mean, so I've listened to that so many times. It's so chilling. Because back then, he didn't know he had to modify his words. I mean, he didn't know because it hadn't gone out. I mean, nobody knew any of this.
It sounds like a plot from a science fiction movie, doesn't it?
It does. You have to hear it because it's like what you said, Lee. You can't speak it. It shocks your mind. That really do look like killers. So, I mean, you know, I've thought about that many times, the psychology of what Peter is saying there. He's not using scientific terms. And they like to tell you, well, we have to sequence them and make some killers so we can figure out how to stop them. Well, you know what? It takes hundreds of years for that kind of evolution to happen in life. We don't have it now. You know what? Don't sequence it. We don't have to protect against it with vaccines made by, I don't know, Pfizer and Merck, if it doesn't happen in nature. And it wasn't happening in nature. You really do get killers. What does that say? He is, in his mind, what he is using Pentagon money for, what he is using this money for, is to make killers. That is his job. Notice he's not talking about, well, I want to protect the public by, you know, making sure we have a way to stop a pathogen like this should it ever develop in nature. He's making killers. That's what he does. Why? Why is he making killers? Now, here's where this gets nuts, okay? Because this wasn't the only
one. Already pretty nutty.
No, they were doing it in biolabs all over Ukraine. Our own Defense Department has admitted this under oath. They did. They did it. And the Russians, for a year before the invasion of Ukraine, demanded that the international community come together and go through these raids, to go through these labs. They invited us to partner with them because they had put them all in ethnically Russian areas, either directly on the Russian border or down in the Crimea, in ethnically Russian areas. And the Russians were saying these labs are making the people around them sick. And they believed that pathogens were being created in them that could target genetically the Russian, you know, native population. They begged us for a year to go in and let's go through those labs. And again, they presented evidence that Hunter Biden's company was funding those two via Rosemont Seneca, not Hunter Biden personally. So, I mean, I mean, that Lee, my source on that is Newsweek. I did it on Battleground. If you want to go back in Battleground, I put the whole history there. You could just look at the all the pathogen ones. My source on that was Newsweek. Newsweek openly was reporting this for a year before the Ukraine war. these accusations by the Russians before any of this got started. They were terrified of the pathogens we were sequencing. So, you know, just questions, just more questions. Good thing that one didn't get out, huh? Sure hope nobody lets it out. And by the way, Lee, to give that $39 million the Pentagon did to the Chinese, after their generals and high-ranking party members have literally said in speeches since 2014 that the next kind of warfare they intend to conduct is virus warfare, and that that is going to leapfrog the Chinese economy ahead of the rest of the world economies after they do this warfare with viruses. And then the Pentagon's like, oh, cool, let's write these people a $39 million check. We can get behind that. Something bad wrong is going on here. And you know who wants to get to the bottom of it? The very guy whose house they just raided in Mar-a-Lago. Yeah. I'm sure it's all coincidence.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lottie, you wanted to read that? Wait, where'd you get that, Tara? I didn't hear that anywhere. Wait. They're using the Pentagon's $40 million at the Wuhan lab to engineer coronaviruses that are kill 60% of those who get them? Yep. It's Washington Times this morning. China's Wuhan Institute studied deadly bioterrorism agent, Congress told. Got links right there to the congressional testimony. Wow. I mean, I would think this would be a big story, but... Yeah. That's really scary. Remember the Black Plague in Europe? I mean, we still hear tell of that, right? How bad it was. I mean, it's in the history books. I mean, it really changed the whole direction of Europe and history and everything. You want to know what that lethality was? 20%. This is 60. It set back society 250 years, the doctor testified. Before Congress. So, what do people at the State Department, the Centers for Disease Control, the National Institutes of Health, and the Chinese Embassy have to say about this? Nothing. They declined to comment. Pretty convenient for all these people, including those at the Pentagon. Did I mention the $40 million the Pentagon pumped into the Wuhan lab? Okay, cool. Why would the Pentagon want to do this? Why would they trust the Chinese to do this when the Chinese have told us repeatedly, and I've read to you from their speeches, they intended to use virus warfare to get the upper hand economically. They thought they could do it in a generation. Specifically, they wanted to engineer viruses that would genetically leave the Chinese people alone but attack everybody else. What do we just learn about all that DNA from those DNA companies? Send us a sample. We totally won't sell it to the Chinese. That's what we learned. Now they're warning about it in Congress. These are scary times, folks. I gotta tell you. Hey, you want to know something good, though? That Mar-a-Lago raid backfired spectacularly on the Democrats. Because that's who did it. Them and the FBI, same thing. It has fired people up. Trafalgar just did a poll on this. Majority of independents, 53.9%, believe Trump's political enemies are behind the FBI raid. As well as 76.7% of Republicans. I got to tell you, the Democrats need to stop curb stomping independents. And independents are massively against them in these polls. They're not winning the middle. They're not. They have drop kicked the middle and decided they don't care anymore. Yeah. And the gaslighting sure doesn't help either. Not at all. You know, okay, so yesterday, I get home and the kids always come to see me at the door. My 12-year-old comes running up to me. He is laughing. He's 12. That's what I'm emphasizing. He's 12. He's laughing. He is laughing so hard. I'm like, what? What happened? What's going on? He goes, Joe Biden says we have 0% inflation. I'm like, what? Are you sure you heard that right? And they have YouTube channels they're allowed to watch. One of them is John Talks. If you haven't watched John Talks, it's so funny. It's very short clips, and he's very good at what he does. I was like, no, I know. I thought Joe wouldn't say that. I mean, that's absurd for even Joe, right? He says, no, Mark, come sit down. Listen. So I did. And he said it. And I'm like, did he clip that wrong? So I had to go look it up. So I'm assuming Joe had a dementia moment, right? It's getting worse. We all know that. We're afraid of it. A new study showing a poll showing the emergency Joe had 2 days ago, the American people are increasingly worried about Joe's mental health. The majority are. They ought to be. I thought, well, I must have just been a dementia moment, right? And then Kamala Harris says it.
The news that came out today relative to the economy. Actually, I just want to say a number. 0. Today, we received news that our economy had 0% inflation in the month of July. 0%.
Today, we learned that last month, our economy had 0% inflation.
Okay, so this actually was on the teleprompter then, or she wouldn't be saying it. Okay, I'm going to deconstruct this in the next segment. We're going to have a lot of fun with it. Let me explain how they did this, okay? This is childlike, okay? Using that Bureau of Labor Statistics report, if you look at year-over-year inflation, that's what we do, right? Year-over-year inflation, what is it? 8.5%. What was it last month? 9.1%. Month-to-month inflation is 0. What does that mean? Well, we don't have more inflation this month than last month. They could have used this 0 argument 4 times this year, because we've had several months where the month before has had a slightly higher inflationary rate than the month after, right? It goes down a little bit. So they just use the month-over-month inflation number that's published every month instead of the year-over-year, which is 8.5%. Okay, this is an act of absolute desperation. That is what this is. They have nothing. Why are they desperate? Because like me, the Biden administration knows that the underlying statistics, which will stand your hair on end, show very clearly we are in a severe recession. And I'm going to talk of one hiccup, one sneeze, and we tilt into a depression. That was what the Battleground podcast was on yesterday. That's what the underlying financial data that nobody is talking about, that they used to talk about, but they're not talking about now. Show. You can get that on Battleground. It's 13 minutes. It'll stand your hair on end. It is unbelievable where we are right now. Unbelievable where we are right now. And again, the key statistic for all of this is the credit card numbers for the subprime market. That's people who have high debt loads already, don't make a lot of money, have a poor credit score. The people who struggle the most, their balances went up 51% in a year, ending July. Never in all of recorded financial history have we ever seen that before, ever. Not even during 2008, 2009. When people were doing the same thing, they were putting the cost of that on credit cards. And I go through on the podcast a series of financial stats that show we are in uncharted, unprecedented territory, and it is horrible for the working and the middle class. They know it. Kamala knows. I don't think Joe knows what planet he's on. He's on vacation. Like, literally, right now he's on vacation. But so he just read the teleprompter. But they know. They know inside the Biden administration. This is not a sign of strength. They are desperate. I'll explain coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
No inflation. It's over. Okay, cool. Then that means we don't have to pass the Inflation Reduction Act, right? Oh, no. We still need that. Okay. Okay, so we have now entered a bizarre new chapter that sounds like this.
The news that came out today relative to the economy. Actually, I just want to say a number. Zero. Today, we received news that our economy had 0% inflation in the month of July. 0%.
Today, we learned that last month, our economy had 0% inflation.
This is hilarious. Oh my God, is it funny? No, they used the month-to-month number. So the inflation rate went down a little bit. So like 0%. Okay. Well, what we normally use is the year-over-year number. It's the one we've been using all year. And last month that was 9.1% inflation. This year, this month it's 8.5. They just use a different number from the same report. Again, they could have done that several months this year if they wanted to say zero inflation. But the prices keep going up. Prices keep going up. So what is going on here? Let me explain this. I don't know why nobody will explain this to you. It's the simplest thing. The price of gasoline went down a little bit because people can't afford to drive. And that's an extreme situation. Absolute extreme situation. Let's go back to September 24, 2020, so I can explain to you what's going on, because it's really wild. At the time, I said, they're not going to be able to do this. And I was actually wrong, which never happens. World Economic Forum announced that what the world's leaders needed to do, the big thing, was to keep us all in lockdown, because it was great because emissions fell by 20%, right? So they're not, there's no way these leaders are going to get away with keeping us in lockdown, but I covered it at the time anyway. Well, they did. They got away with it. They just didn't use COVID. They used gas prices. And that's how you got the jaw-dropping headline last week from Bloomberg. Gasoline demand in the U.S. falls below 2020 lockdown summer. That was the worst lockdown summer. Less driving than the 2020 lockdown summer. Folks, we're in lockdown. We're in lockdown. And even with the price of gasoline coming down a little bit, it's still way higher than when Joe Biden took office. People still can't afford to drive because now they're trying to pay for groceries. That's why gas prices are down. That's how they did that for you. They locked you down using gas prices. So why are people still not driving? Why is the driving not gone back up? We are literally mimicking the driving patterns, but slightly worse than the lockdown. We are locked down. Think about that. And who demanded it? The World Economic Forum, the Great Reset people who want to do away with capitalism. And what happened? It happened. They just used gas prices. Okay. That same report that Joe and Kamala got that 0% inflation from, I read from it yesterday. Same report. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What is the inflationary rate on, it's an astonishing number, gasoline, food, and utilities. So your electric bill, right? Gasoline, food, and your electric bill. Just those three things in a basket. They call it a basket of goods. Those three things. What is it? Same report where they're quoting that report to say 0% inflation. What's the inflation on those three? 37% year over year. You're probably thinking, I misunderstood that. No, you didn't. It's 37%. Year over year. That is a gut punch. So what's happening? Well, can't cut food, or at least not much. Gotta keep lights on. So they're not driving. That's how they have you in lockdown. That's how they have you in lockdown. So what else is happening? Well, as people struggle to afford food and utilities and enough gas to get home back and forth from work, they're not buying furniture. They're not buying household goods. They're not buying clothes. They're not buying anything else. And that's what Walmart told us when they broke the bad news to their shareholders. Things are going south. So Walmart's already told us this. Then the CEO of Maersk last week warns their investors, remember, because Maersk is the beating heart of the world supply chain. Because they're shipping is what they do. You've seen the Maersk logo, right? Shipping containers. And they say, we hit a wall in the middle of July. Crazy. I mean, insane wall. And people stopped spending. And they warn, listen, these warehouses are backed up. These people can't buy furniture, they can't buy curtains, they can't buy chairs, they can't buy clothes, they can't buy household goods, right? They can't afford it because, and he said the same thing as Walmart. He said they're trying to afford utilities, gas, and food. Inflationary rate on those, 37% year over year. Folks, things are burning in Argentina. They have a 50% rate. Burning the ground is riots. They won't tell you that because they don't want to give you any ideas, but that's what's going on, right? That's where we're headed. That's where we are. Now that you know what's actually going on, somebody's finally told you. Listen to Kamala Harris explain how we got to this zero inflation. Listen to what she says she's lowered the prices for you on.
The president, in my vision for the future, also means lowering costs for Americans. Today we learned that last month our economy had 0% inflation. In July, we saw a drop in gas prices and a range of other goods like clothing and airfares and household appliances, which means more money in the pockets of working families. Combined with the fact that our nation created more than 500,000 jobs last month, it is clear that our nation is making progress.
Oh, look what we did for it. We saw a drop in the price of household appliances and household goods. And look what we did. Well, no, honey, they're in the warehouse. Maersk explained it. Walmart explained they're in the warehouse because nobody wants them because they can't afford them because they're trying to pay the 37% inflationary increase in their power bill, their gas, and their food. You didn't lower the prices. You created such desperation, there's no demand for those things now. That's not lowering the prices. And then she says, and this is the scariest thing of all, well, look, we got your jobs. No, you didn't. That jobs report was a bloodbath. Anybody who went on that television and celebrated it on, you know, the business news channels, never believe a thing they said again. It was a bloodbath. Because the only statistic from that job report that matters is that we lost 71,000 full-time jobs last month. Lost. Bye-bye. Gone. Wiped away. Lost. L-O-S-T, lost. Bet you didn't hear that one, did you? We are bleeding full-time jobs. This is the second month in a row we've lost full-time jobs. Well, what do we add? You know those restaurant jobs nobody wanted for a long time? We added those. They're part-time jobs. People were so desperate if they lost their full-time jobs, they took those. So it's either people losing their full-time job and taking two of those, they just grab the first thing they can to try to eat, or that's mom going back to work, taking the first job she can get. She's been at home. They can't pay the bills anymore on one salary. Or dad lost his job. That's what that is. And they did this for you. Look what we did for you. We got you 0% inflation. The price of furniture is coming down because you don't want it because you can't afford it. We did that for you. Let's celebrate. Can't wait to see what they do next month.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. By the way, if you want to know what's really going on with the economy, listen to yesterday's Battleground podcast. I've got all the stats they don't use anymore that they used to use, and they are alarming. They are terrifying. They indicate that we are in a recession, at least as deep and as wide as the Great Recession, and we are just knife's edge away from a depression. That's where we actually are. But let's go on pretending this morning. We'll go on laughing at Joe Biden as they try to gaslight you. Texture writes here, if I didn't know better, I think the left is actually trying to force a violent response by the right as a pretext to declaring massive controls. And if we don't give it to them, they'll find a reason to start it themselves. Oh, yeah, no, they've been at this for a couple of years. I mean, they're burning down cities, but they're still their own cities, right? But still. Texter writes, That's Obama-era stuff, too. Look at all the part-time jobs I've created. Get three and pay the rent. Yeah, and it's caused by the same thing. The printing. It's the printing. That's what's causing this. Yeah. Okay. Texter writes, stop with the year over year. It's bogus. I don't understand this part. In six most, I don't know what that means. It'll look even better when it's not. You should instead compare to the beginning of the problem. Cool. All right. No, let's do it. Let's do it right now. Let's take out the calculator. Let's do it. 8.5 inflationary rate. Right? Year over year. All right. Let's go add the year before. What was it the year before? We're going to add it, just like you said. What was it the year before? It's Biden. That was when the Bidenflation really started, and they were lying to you and telling you it was transitory. So let's take out the calculator. I got it right here. 5.4% inflation, which, by the way, that was last July. And that was already more than twice the historic inflationary rates, about 2.5 times, actually. Normally it's 1 point something percent or less. Okay, so it's 5.4% inflation, which was really scary. In July of 2021. So we're at 5.4 to 8.5. Let's see what we get. 13.9. That's 14% since the beginning of the problem. There, I did it. There's your math. So proving, not only am I not exaggerating, I'm actually under-describing the problem. I'm being conservative. You want to go back? Want to go back? Well, okay. We're 14% inflationary rate higher than when Trump left office in the month of July. 2020. That's where we are. Can I help you with anything else? Because see, the 5.4 didn't go away. The 8.5 is on top of it. That's why it hurts so much. When they say 8.5, that doesn't sound like a lot. Like, wow, you know, my eggs cost 8.5% more than last year. No, they don't. It's on top of 5.4. And that's even bogus. Because, again, of what George H.W. Bush did to change the formula. It's really cumulatively around 17%. That's why it hurts across the board.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.